This is GQDN for Monday, June the 5th, 2023. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a little bit of EA Sports. We have some gaming announcements going on. And of course, we got some Diablo 4 news. What did I say announcements? Well, today we start with Jeff Keighley. And this comes to us from PCGamesN.com. And he is basically saying that it is not his fault that E3 is dead. In fact, here's what he said, quote, "I think E3 sort of killed itself in a way. I understand why people say SGF killed E3, but I think, if anything, we created Summer Games Fest, and I built Summer Games Fest because I saw the wheels falling off the wagon of E3. As someone who loves that time of year for two decades, E3 was part of my life since I was a 15-year-old kid. From the first E3 in 1995, I went to every show. I loved it and defined my summer. It was so exciting to me, and it was heartbreaking to see that start to fall apart. I think they had a relevancy problem, and then they also had a participation problem over the final years. So yeah, I think the question is, if we didn't do Summer Games Fest, what would happen? I think things would have just kind of really splintered apart this summer," end quote. And one of the companies that did go away from E3 was Microsoft. And IGN did say that Microsoft will have no full CG trailers for their showcase. In fact, Aaron Greenberg said on Twitter, at Aaron Greenberg, quote, "None of our first-party games in the show are full CG trailers. Everything is either in-engine footage, or in-game footage with some cinematics. Each of our trailers will be labeled so it is hopefully clear for our fans." Now, he also did say that Microsoft, quote, "will not commit to a 12-month release deadline," like it did basically last year. So, where can you find it? Well, the game showcase we streamed in 6 days at 10 a.m. Pacific time. That's 1 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. UK time, and 3 a.m. AEST on June 12th. And the Starfield Direct follows immediately after. So June 11th, that is going to be very, very huge. Sunday, which means Monday is going to be a big show for me. Oh, great. But hey, that's what we do for you. Hey, there could be some good stuff there. So why should I be so negative? Oh, I do have a cold, don't I? But I know who doesn't have a cold, as I don't think he does. And that is Sony's chief executive. Here we go with names again. Kenichiro Yoshida. I probably butchered it. And I do apologize, Mr. Yoshida. But here's what he said to the Financial Times, considering that cloud gaming could be, quote, "very tricky," unquote. And I quote again, "I think cloud itself is an amazing business model, but when it comes to games, the technical difficulties are high. So there will be challenges to cloud gaming, but we want to take on those challenges. The dark time for cloud gaming has been an issue for Microsoft as well as Google, but it was meaningful that we are able to use those quieter hours for AI learning," for the quote. In fact, he did say that, say that the PlayStation boss, Jim Ryan, did say that maybe the company might have a, quote, "fairly interesting and quite aggressive plans," unquote, for AI and cloud gaming. So we'll see how that affects Project Q. I wonder if this will be in Project Q. Oh, yes, it will. Because IGN did say that Diablo 4 players are now starting to hit level 100 on hardcore mode. So, there are a couple different stories here. The original one goes to a Twitch streamer called Rob2628 because he was one of the first Diablo 4 players to hit the max level, basically using a barbarian class that focuses on Whirlwind to get to level 100. But, as you know, Hardcore Mode does have permadeath to it. But there was another streamer that did climb to level 100, and that was CRN underscore, and that's a Twitch streamer, which I know I haven't. I'm only 33 right now. But that player did have some criticism using the experience point exploit that was mentioned in this article, which I will not go over. Maybe we'll go over it in the weekly show, we'll see. But when there are 1,000 players to attain that goal under the said hardcore mode, those players will be immortalized. How? Well, there's no description as to how right now, but once we know, we will let you know. Now, VG247.com did say that, well, Diablo 4 is now getting a patch, and it's going to be a nerf. So, here's what's going to happen. The glyphs will be reduced. Here's the full list. And that is, critical strike damage glyphs bonus reduced by 66%. Vulnerable glyphs bonus reduced by 66%. Glyphs bonus to rare nodes reduced by 50%. Glyphs bonus to magic nodes reduced by 40%. Glyphs bonus to cold, fire, lightning, non-physical, physical nodes reduced by 62.5%. But there are also some bug fixes too. And that would be the reduced rate of spawn to treasure goblins. And that would be only in the PvP zones. Along with some other things. They did make some bug fixes, such as go to the shop button from the wardrobe and will be properly open the shop. And they did fix an issue where sorcerers use deep freezes as affected by another effect that would freeze them because these characters or players were permanently stunned. And they did fix some other stability and crash fixes. So there is that. Now we go to a little bit of EA news, because Destructoid.com did say that EA Sports was going to partner with Nike to bring some NFT gear to EA games. In fact, .swish on Twitter did say, quote, "What's in the game? Only time will tell, EA Sports. Swoosh." In fact, EA did say in a statement, quote, "In future EA Sports titles, EA Sports and Nike plan to make select.swoosh virtual creations available, allowing members and players unique new opportunities for self-expression and creatively through sports and style. Working with .swoosh will bring creativity and self-expression to the forefront of our fans as they connect, compete, and share their love for sports." Love NFTs yet? Well, apparently people didn't love this game, because Destructoid also said that the game brand will be shutting down Blazeball. Yes, I pronounced that right. Blazeball. In fact, on the game band Medium page, the studio did say that Blazeball is going to end because it's not suitable to keep running. In fact, here's what they said, quote, "Since Blazeball's inception, we've been fighting against the amount of work it takes to keep Blazeball true to itself while financially supporting the team and keeping our staff healthy." That's what the dev team did right for the quote. "We've tried countless solutions to make it work, and we've come to the conclusion that this fight isn't one that we can win in the long run. The cost, literally and metaphorically, is too high. So we're making the decision to end it here instead of changing Blazeball into something unrecognizable." Just sad, but okay. Now we go to something kind of curious. PC Gamer did say that Valve will not host Dolphin on Steam, because, quote, "it can't sit in judgment." Basically, that's on Nintendo's fight against emulators. So, last week, Nintendo did block the Steam release of the GameCube and Wii emulator Dolphin. In fact, there were some reports that it was a DMCA takedown, but Dolphin is not yet available for download on Steam. That was at that time. And Valve did contact Nintendo in advance, and was rewarded with a warning shot across the bow. In fact, Valve spokesperson Casey It's your son, Boyle, Casey Boyle, I'll keep it simple, did say, quote, given Nintendo's history of taking action against some emulators, we brought this to their attention proactively after the Dolphin Team announced it's coming soon to Steam. So there's a legal notice in question that was reviewed by PC Gamer, and that was addressed to the Valve legal department. Here's what the document said, quote, because of Dolphin emulator violates Nintendo's intellectual property rights, including but not limited to its rights under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, DMCA, antitrust or anti-circumvention and anti-traffic provisions, 17U.SC.1201, we provide this notice to you of your obligation to remove the offering of the Dolphin emulator from the Steam store. It is a long quote, and I'm not going to go any further than that, but this is a big time legal thing. But we will end today with UK sales of Nintendo games for the week ending June 3rd. And you would think that a new entrant would come up at the top, but we are talking about The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom at the top. So the new entry, being Street Fighter 6, showed up at number 2. Which means FIFA 23 dropped to 3rd, Hogwarts Legacy dropped to 4th, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe dropped to 5th, Star Wars Jedi Survivor dropped to 6th, and then it just levels off at Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. One that did improve or switch spots was Animal Crossing New Horizons, did switch spots with Grand Theft Auto 5, and Nintendo Switch Sports did end up in the top 10, and that was the top 10 there. Are we in your top 10? Well, we are indeed Group Quest, and we are all a part of the Dawn Forge Network. This has been a Dawn Forge production. All rights are reserved. For me, it's time to go play some Diablo. That's after I edit this sucker. So if you play Diablo, go play it. If you don't, go play some games, people.